It was magic hours. You're listening to CJSW 90.9 FM. Broadcasting here in Calgary, Alberta, on the traditional territories of the Blackfoot Confederacy, home to the people of the Treaty 7 region and Métis Nation of Alberta, Region 3. Playing songs so catchy, you'll hear them in your dreams tonight.
Hello, you're listening to Union Jack on CJSW 90.9 FM in Calgary, CJSW.com worldwide, wherever you get your podcasts at a later date, the CJSW app available on Android and iOS. It is Thursday, April 18th, 6:03 PM this evening. My name is Connor, with you until 7 PM, showcasing music from around the Commonwealth on Union Jack, brought to you by the Ship and Anchor Pub down on 17th Ave. In Calgary, Alberta. Huge thanks to the friends for the past couple of weeks back here in the booth, broadcasting live from the University of Calgary campus this Thursday evening, April 18th. We've got coming up on the program, well, I'll tell you what we kicked it off with, a group called Royal Otis out of Sydney, Australia. They released a couple of EPs, I think, before this one, their debut full-length Pratts and Pain, named after a pub in Britain, I believe, actually. But there you go. A bit of indie for you. They went viral on TikTok for that Sophie Ellis-Bextor cover for was Triple J in Australia. They do get a lot of artists in, indie bands, hip hop artists, and they cover a lot of cover popular tracks. And there you go. Okay, track was Foam from Pratt and Payne, Royal Otis. But also coming up in the next hour, we've got some Vanishing Twins, some King Hannah, some Kiwi Junior out of Ontario. Some Ducks Limited out of Ontario as well, and on the chart list with their new full-length Harm's Way. We've got new from Maximo Park, new from Calgary Sunglaciers, but here's a brand new one from a group called Fontaines DC. Reading a couple of articles, they're going in a different direction. New metal inspired is what they say. But you tell me, 403-220-3991. Here's Starburster, Fontaines DC on Union Jacked. Fontaines DC, track's called Starburster. In an article, in an interview with The Guardian, I read they're channeling a bit of new metal, they say. New metal inspired, they name drop the likes of Korn and Deftones. And it also comes with a new aesthetic, the new metal aesthetic. I'm not really sure where they're going, but. The article kind of insinuates they're a little bored of where they were and thought maybe we're getting a bit big and we need to have a bit of anaesthetic. But I like the sound of the new track and maybe where it's going. It does also mark their debut on XL Recordings. They just signed a new deal. Getting on with the likes of moving from Partisan, but in some of the other guitar bands on XL, the likes of The Smile, King Cruel, Radiohead, obviously. And then a lot more electronic arts like today, Overmono, or in the past, The Prodigy, you know. Okay, yeah. You're listening to Union Jacked on CJSW 90.9 FM in Calgary. Brought to you each and every week by our friends at the Ship and Anchor Pub down on 17th Ave. This 4:20, April 20th, it's a Saturday, you've got April Wine Tasting. It's also Record Store Day. There you go. So there's your big day out. 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. No cover down at the Ship and Anchor. It's the April Wine Tasting. April Wine covers paired with a wine tasting. Performances from Bud Frazier and the Electric Razors, Vale Halen, Self Cut Bangs, 20 Centuries of Stony Sleep, Agriculture Club, Little Lamb, Aruba, Dib Dooley and the Cockroaches. No cover there down at Ship and Anchor, 2 to 6 p.m. for the April Wine Tasting this 4:20. Okay. Moving on here is, where are we? Brand new from a group, well, one of the new, they're releasing a few singles, a group called Feet out of Coventry. They had a good album 2019, haven't heard a lot from them since then. This is a track called Why Would I Lie from the new album Make It Up out this June. Channeling a bit of the Strokes, I'd say. Say hello, 403-220-3991.
Oh,
Calgary Sunglaciers, I Remember the Days, from their new album Regular Nature. I remember even hearing that one live, and I, you know, a couple riffs in there could have been off Blur's Modern Life is Rubbish. Great, love it. Blur also in the news, to a bit of an odd set at Coachella. No response, really. Bit of a weird thing going on, everyone just talking through their set. A few reasons, maybe. They are Britpop has-beens, as of how dare you, really. How dare you. Their latest album was fantastic, to be honest. You know, if it was Gorillaz, maybe it would be a bit different. But a couple other things, yeah, there's theories. One, Coachella, pretty much everything I read in a couple reports that there was a lot of that happened at Coachella. And really, it was all the EDM stages were fantastic. But if you weren't an EDM act then, you know, you weren't really getting a great response, or a hip-hop act, right? And then there's another one kicking about, which is the best one, is that in the 90s, Nardwuar did an interview with Blur, and they pretty much just bullied him. And I think that was one of the theories, so everyone remembers that. And there you go, and we're all upset about it at Coachella. But do they know who Nardwuar is? South of the border, maybe? I don't know. There you go, okay. It's not Blur, but here's another couple Britpop legends, or baggy legends. Liam Gallagher and John Squire, the one and only. Mars to Liverpool from their collab album, there you go, on Union Jack.
Christ, about last night, I can only apologize. how to greet the sea.
CJSW. It's got what ears crave.
Okay, brand new from a group called King Hannah, the Liverpool duo, following up their 2022 album, I'm Not Sorry, I Was Only Being Me, critically acclaimed, but they follow up with this one, Big Swimmer. The track was called Davy Says. Big Swimmer does, from the press release, finds King Hannah on the other side of their first act with a newfound understanding of their sound, their strengths, their gratitude and their vision for the future of the band's music. Even the Big Swimmer, the leading single from the album, had a bit of a low-key sound, showcasing their versatility, if you will. Okay. Just before, yeah, a bit of what we heard for the past four songs. At the beginning, we heard Mars for Liverpool, Liam Gallagher, John Squire. Great album, number one and everything in the UK. They're on a tour and everything. And maybe more to come. They're not really sure. Laugh It Off. off from a group called Pony Girl, some art pop out of Ottawa area. Paper Bag Records, they've already released one album on the label, and that was from their second, also to Laugh It Off. There you go. They are one of the Sled Island, one of the currently announced Sled Island 2024 acts. Saying every day, not enough Brit on there at the moment. Maybe more. There is plenty of artists on there, of course, and it is, you know, but a portion at the moment. Vanishing Twin right after from their 2019, The Age of Immunology, re-releasing. Bit of a vinyl repress with some bonus digital tracks. That was one of them, the Age of Immunology version is what it's called. Just a bit of a different take. And then Davey Says, King Hannah at the end there. Yeah, speaking of the repress and repackaging, Record Store Day 2024 is one day again. Okay, yeah, April 20th. This Saturday. So, you know, even if you're not one to support Record Store Day, because I think these days it is overpriced, you know, I think maybe Morrissey said one thing best. Well, he said a lot of things best and a lot of things maybe not so well. But this one, yeah, a couple extra tracks and a tacky badge. That is, at the moment, I think, Record Store Day. What do you think? Anything you're going to pick up, send a text 403-220-3991 or look into. Either way, get out there, support your local shops, and while you're down there, you could also support the Ship and Anchor. Not on the same day. They do have this Saturday, they've got an event. They've got the April wine tasting. It's April wine covers paired with a wine tasting on April 20. But they've also got more gigs into next week, like Thursday, April 25th, Beer Johnson, Brain Bent and Denim Daddies. No cover, 9 p.m. down at the Ship and Anchor on 534 17th Ave, Southwest Calgary. Alberta are a very good show sponsor of Union Jack each and every week. Okay, yeah. Here's where we are. We've got a new one coming up from a group called English Teacher. Pretty much fives across the board, full marks for their debut full-length album. Kind of bit of a slow burn to get there. They've released some singles. I think that's pretty much it, some singles. And then they did sign to... they were all playing in some other bands at the same time. They signed Ireland. And This Could Be Texas is out now, their debut album. Enemy says the fantastic and everyday collide on this landmark debut. An adventure in sound and words, 5 stars. But I think the one for me is coming in from... The Independent. Even if you don't love This Could Be Texas, it's a hard album not to respect. English Teacher, I've well and truly arrived. The class had better pay attention. Here's I'm Not Crying, You're Crying. Steady, not ready, not steady, not ready, not steady.
stand to be stood up here at all. They used to always catch me crying on campus. Now I only cry at the Dufferin Mall. Me, I wish I could remember the name. See them again. Kiwi on the getaway from the world famous vampire, telling me that I got nothing to worry about. And even though he's right, how am I gonna trust him? I can't see him in the rearview. Digging, they don't stop digging, you know, until the dirt's piled high and you can't see out your window. Who, me? I wish I could remember the name. I don't remember no names no more. And you never show.
What's that you?
Oh, yeah. Here we are. Yeah, what's that you say? Brand new Fat White Family from the album LP number 4, Forgiveness Is Yours, out April 26 via Domino Recordings. Very excited for that one. A few singles have been very good up there. You know, they definitely made a bit of a transition on 2019 Surf's Up. And a bit more of an electronic feel to it. And I think they even said, I did read Lisa's book with Adele Stripe, 10,000 Apologies, Story of the Fat White Family, something like that. And very much in there, I think he even admits that that was kind of part of, they were trying to find, you know, in essence, maybe a bit, you know, mainstream and... I don't know, maybe it comes with the label as well. But either way, all praise, because they in the charts, at least, I think it's a great album, but in essence, it did not sell well, the 2016's Songs for Our Mothers. And I think they thought, what's going on? At least the label did, after their debut was such a hit. But I think because it was so... different. Okay, yeah, always. I mean, they always had a bit of a framework, like, you know, Happy Monday is coming from, you know, do you really know how to play your instruments? And I love everything they do. Okay, Kiwi Junior just before, out of Toronto, Guilty Party from Cooler Returns 2021, English Teacher just before, I'm Not Crying, You're Crying from This Could Be Texas. Apparently it's a hit. Hasn't, maybe I need a few more listens, but would love to hear your thoughts on English Teacher in the coming weeks as we dig in a little bit more to This Could Be Texas. We've got Folk Sarah coming up at 7. I've got a couple more for you here. Here's one from, also out of Ontario, is Harm's Way, Ducks Limited, the self-titled track from the brand new album. There you go. Brand new, well, recent, new enough. The words brand new always come out of my mouth. There you go. New enough, Ducks Limited, Harm's Way from the album Harm's Way. Got a couple more for you. Folk Cetera is up at 7. This programme was brought to you by the Ship and Anchor Pub down on 17th Avenue. Great place to watch your English Premier League, your Canadian Premier League, your FA Cups, your Champions League, your Europa, all the whole works. Get down there, find your group. Sure, they'll be there. Look for your shirts. Saturday, April 20, catch some FA Cup action. The semi-final, Man City-Chelsea, 10:15 a.m. kickoff down at the Ship there. Into the afternoon, some Canadian Premier League, Atletico Ottawa versus Cavalry FC. Some English Premier League as well. They're playing the game, 12:30 p.m. kickoff, Wolves and Arsenal. Into Sunday, April 21st, more FA Cup, the other semi-final. Coventry City versus Man United. We heard a Coventry band earlier. Feet. 8:30 a.m. An early one for that. But also leading into some English Premier League just after half time. Fulham versus Liverpool as well. 9:30 a.m. kickoff for that. More Canadian Championship into next week. 5 o'clock Cavalry Vancouver. More English Premier League. And of course, even more you can find at shipandanchor.com. Click the soccer button there. Find out if your game's playing or call the soccer info line 403-245-3333 extension 1. Okay, leave with a couple. Thanks so much for tuning in. Folks, I'm up next. See you next week. Bye for now. Taking some. Tell me your favorite.
just for a day. They'll fade away. I'm in the city that never breathes. Nothing grows, no one ever leaves. On the air there's a melody kicking backward in your memory. Kicking back. Like an airport lounge or a liar's kiss. If you wonder where we can be found, we are treading water, trying not to drown. Treading water, trying not to drown. Sometimes dreams dissolve in the air. Sometimes dreams dissolve in the air.